Yeah, you'd take him over Jake Elliott, would you now?
Yeah, I really would. You know, it's just something about the fact that Elliott misses. All right, so that'd be my reason.
Yeah, good one.
All right, so at least we get to talk about something positive. So let's discuss the low-hanging fruit, and that obviously is Jalen Hurts. His first career start, what did you think of his approach and his poise?
Poise is a great word because that's what you got. He really surprised me, and I think surprised everybody, maybe not his coaches, but I think a little bit, in that he was never flustered. You're playing against a very good New Orleans team. And New Orleans was a little flat, but that's a high-quality defense. And he read the defense. He got rid of the ball quickly. He had zero sacks, and the Eagles had led the league in giving up sacks. He checked down. He found open receivers. He ran when he had to and not before he had to. I was really impressed with how the kid handled the game from a mental approach.
All right, so now let's take the next part. And this is the part that surprised me. If I had to pick two teams that could handle the style of how Doug wanted to call the game because of how Jalen Hurts played, it would be the Ravens. It would be the Saints because of the Lamar Jackson, Taysom Hill factor on each team. You had to practice against it at some point. Were you surprised at the Saints' approach?
Yeah, I think that, and I don't want to take anything away from Hurts. I think the Saints were playing their third consecutive road game. They have a big division game next week. They had won, what was it, 7 in a row. There were people who I work with who said the Saints are ripe for a letdown, and they were. And so, again, I don't want to cheapen the Eagles' win because those are few and far between these days, but I do think that it was a real clunker of a game for New Orleans.
All right, so that I want to go to the next part. Aside from Hurts, my observation was I just thought the Eagles played their best all-around game I've seen this season. A, do you agree with that? And if you do, why?
Yeah, no question about it. And well, I'll get to why in a second. But specifically, the offensive line, which continues to lose guys. It was their 12th offensive line starting combination so far this year in 13 games. I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah. They're down to second stringers, third stringers. And those guys really held it together. The defensive line has been a strength of the team, but it came up huge against New Orleans. The pass rush was great. So I do think there is that phenomenon that happens when a new guy comes in at quarterback, and I've seen it before in hockey. A new guy comes in at goalie. The team rises up. Don't necessarily stay that way. You know, I don't want to get carried away and tell you this is what you can see for the rest of the year. But I do think there is something to that. And I think on offense, and listen, I'm a Carson Wentz fan, and hopefully will continue to be one. But I think on offense, those guys were refreshed at having somebody who wasn't going to stand in the pocket, looking around, losing the mental count, and getting sacked. I think it really brought up the energy level of the offense in total.
And what do you think that it meant to Hurts that a guy like Miles Sanders stepped up and had the game he did? How much pressure did they take off of Jalen Hurts?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to, when you have to respect the running game, it always buys your quarterback time. And listen, it was just nice to see Doug Peterson believe in his running game for a change. Miles Sanders is a terrific player. You know that. I mean, you've seen him. And he has been so underutilized this year. I think he had 20 carries once all season. That's crazy. I think he can be a top 10 running back in the league. I think he's young. He's strong. He's fast. Give him the ball. And Doug just wasn't going there. Now, Sanders has had some problems this year. He's had the dropsies a lot. Mm-hmm. He's got 8 drops this year. The screen game has not been working. But he's been running the ball well. He's averaging over 5 yards. It was nice to see the coach believe in Miles Sanders. And, of course, that's gonna help your quarterback.
Do you feel like because of the change in quarterback, sometimes you can get into a pattern with a guy, in other words, you get into a pattern with Carson Wentz, that it made Doug rethink the game in some ways, and thus it became more innovative because he had to rethink it?
I think that Doug was out of ideas with Carson. I don't know if this is a yes or a no, but this
no,
is how
that's
I
a, that's a good, Doug, that's a really good point. That's an excellent point you're making, that sometimes you run out of ideas with a guy, and because of the change, you now have different ideas.
Right. And I think he tried a lot of different things with Wentz this year, and they didn't work. Clearly, they didn't work. Some of that's on Wentz, some of it's on Doug, some of it's on the talent, but they didn't. And so now he's got a new quarterback. Doug's a good coach. Doug's not the village idiot. He's having a bad year, but, you know, he won a Super Bowl on merit and made the playoffs twice. He's a creative offensive mind. He was in a slump. And, yeah, I believe getting a new guy in there probably invigorated Doug, and he called a very good game.
What did you think of the defense?
You talking about last week, or are you talking about
last week? I'm talking about last week.
As I said, the pass rush was great. This kid Sweat has really turned up over the last month or so, and looks like a good future player at defensive end, which is good because Brandon Graham's not getting younger, and you know, it's nice to have somebody in there that you. I'm not a big believer in Derek Barnett. So if Sweat can be good there, that's good. The defensive tackles were great. And they got, you know, this kid Singletary, they found him in the CFL, and he's a pretty good linebacker. The secondary's a mess now, and they lost Rodney McLeod for the rest of the year. That's really going to hurt them. And they lost three corners during the game, which if New Orleans had let me put it this way, if Drew Brees 3 years ago was playing quarterback for New Orleans, it would have been a different game. But it was great to see the defensive line turn up, I'll say that.
What do you think has allowed Sweat to suddenly take his game to a step up the ladder for him?
It's a little tough to say because we're not around this year.
Yeah,
so,
I understand that.
You know,
we get these Zoom conversations, and you talk
to somebody, but you can't be in the locker room. You can't really find out. You can't talk to people just casually. So what I observe from the same view as everybody, I'm not even in the stadium this year, right? I'm watching on TV, and I'm not going to any post games. So I'm going to tell you what I observe from afar is I just think the kid is getting the confidence to believe he belongs and can play in this league, and thus they're giving him more playing time. It helps him that the line's got to double cover some other guys. You know, if you play next to Fletcher Cox, it kind of helps you a little bit. But give him all credit. I think he's for real.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up because, I mean, that's something with us, with Penn State football, same thing. Physically have not been able to be around them. Same thing with Penn State basketball. I mean, I'm in the stadium doing the games. I'm in the arena doing the games.
Hey, you're one up on me.
Right, but I still can't talk to them unless it's a Zoom call.
Right. Right, and what fans don't always realize, and I'm certainly not criticizing fans, but what they don't always realize is where you get most of your good stuff is just kind of being around, you know? Just
no doubt.
Talking to a guy when it's not a formal interview, but just, you know, just those conversations are really where you gain the knowledge, and none of that's happening this year. We're all kind of operating in the dark.
Arizona's next. Arizona had not won a game, Glenn, since they had the DeAndre Hopkins miracle catch against the Bills. Then they played the Giants. Now, I know Daniel Jones wasn't right. I got that. What are you interested to see in this game as a follow-up based on what you saw last week?
Well, I'm interested to see if the Eagles defense is going to be able to handle that quarterback. That's a scary proposition. And the Eagles have done very poorly this year against mobile and running quarterbacks. It's been something that's just killed them all year. The misdirection really hurts them. I mean, Daniel Jones ran for 80 yards in one carry, 80 yards against the Eagles earlier this year in that night game. I'm not sure if you saw that one. That was
I had
a touchdown, but he fell down like at the 5-yard line untouched.
Yeah.
So that really scares me, and the Eagles, the injuries in the Eagles secondary scare me. But of course, what everybody's going to watch the game for is to see, okay, Jalen Hurts did it one, and that's great. Is yeah. this guy, I don't even want to say if he's for real, because I wouldn't judge that on two games, but is he somebody who can repeat what he did last week? His passing accuracy wasn't great. His passing stats weren't great, but he managed the game, and he held it together, and as I said, he read the defense. So I want to see if he can do that another time.
We're here's hoping that you that things get back to normal and you can get the access you need, because, Glenn, you're absolutely right. Some of the best stuff I get on perspective, I may not use it here, but it gives you perspective. Sometimes there are conversations on a practice sideline, I mean, that I'll get. And I mean, those are things that I think are invaluable that allow us to give an insight that maybe other people wouldn't have a chance to. So I'm hoping that gets back to normal so you can do stuff like that.
Yeah, it's that base of knowledge that you build up over time just by being around. And again, listen, there are bigger problems that people have in the world.
Yeah, no doubt.
And right, and we're all hoping we get back to normal for many, many important reasons. But yeah, it would be nice to be watching the Eagles game not from my TV at home.
Exactly, Glenn. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time very much. And as always, you do great work.
Dave, it's always a pleasure. Take care.